Hey, Dan.
Hey, Mitch.
I think we're back.
Round two.
This is show number 65.
We wrote you guys this really long email, and then the email crashed, and so now we have to rewrite it. Don't you hate that?
What's that guy saying?
He's saying, play me the hot new tracks,
Miatch. He's saying, why don't you play something I haven't heard before?
Well, that's guaranteed.
You like that?
Yeah, I thought that was really good.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool too.
How we come across that?
Joe Shockley is actually the drummer in the band. He wrote an email over to music@notesunderground.com. He writes, "Hey Mitch, I've been a fan of Notes Underground for a while, since before the move to England, and have been waiting for the right time to send you some tunes. Well, actually more like getting off my ass and doing it. Nonetheless, here's a tune for your consideration called Empty. from my band Marquee Adora out of Miami, Florida. Now, I actually didn't play Empty. I played this other one called The March, which I found on their website, which I thought I liked more. Because I thought that track was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was wicked.
So I went to their website and I checked out some of their stuff. It's pretty cool.
And they have some free things for download, eh?
He sent me the links. You can find them at myspace.com/Marquee Adora, MARQUIADORA. Or I think they also have MarqueeAdora.com. But thanks, Joe. That was pretty cool.
I love it when people send in the tracks they make.
Yeah.
That's great.
I guess he's I think I said this already. He's the drummer and the programmer. I guess he like does some of it's more dancey and not just like live sounding, but also has like kind of an electro beat to it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So
yeah, it's been a long time since the last show. Doesn't it? Hasn't it been?
Yeah, I think so. It's been a couple weeks.
2-3 weeks.
Yeah. Sorry, everyone. I had to ship out the Motu.
Yeah, the third member of the Notes Underground team.
Yeah.
The fourth, you could say, actually. Fifth, really. Yeah. Renica and Cleopatra and the Motu.
Yeah.
Motu, I'd say. Yeah, sure.
I mean, it's there, you know.
Yeah.
Mark of the Unicorn. It's an important piece to the whole puzzle.
Mark of the Unicorn?
Yeah.
What it stands for?
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
Are they a bunch of cloak and dagger gamers over there?
It sounds
Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah, they might be. You know,
when
I called over there to get it fixed, I could distinctly hear dice on the table.
So yeah.
I'm sure they're, you know.
The clitter clatter of 12-sided die.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful sound.
There's an ogre level 4 creeps out of the dark forest.
Hello, Motu!
We'll get that fixed for you right away, bro. Two weeks later.
Anyway, I hope.
No,
we're
actually,
all
they
done
were
with
great. Though. I mean, they did charge me because I was out of warranty, but you know, they sent it right back. It's no big deal.
Terrific. So no more static.
Yeah, and no more harassment.
Phone harassment from the listeners.
From Amber.
Jesus, Amber. We really took it to heart.
I know.
Hello, Mitch and Dan. This is Amber calling you from Austin, Texas.
Hey, listeners.
I really like your guys' show. I've been listening for a while. You guys have introduced me to a lot of bands. I even went and saw the Scanners at South by Southwest, and it was really great. Just calling, I left a message on your MySpace. You guys need to fix your microphone, or something bad will happen.
Or she's going to hit herself in the face with a rock.
With a rock. That was funny.
Thanks, Amber. Yeah, we got it fixed, so no more problems.
And now we rock and roll.
Now we're ready to rock and roll.
Yeah.
We could play whatever we want. We could play a mashup of Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
No, could we? Should we?
We could do Cyndi Lauper and Dizzy Rascal in the same tune, right?
Well, yeah, let's see if we can throw it together.
Run. top red, top man, or a top of topper. Come to me with an attitude, come a copper. I'm old school like Harry Shopper. I'm quite old school, bring your brat and your topper. And a first aid kit and some antiseptic, this could get hectic. I'm a non-accepted, you got a brat suit, so don't let me affect it. Big sweat, look sharp, don't make me big sweat and get bored.
That is so sweet.
It's pretty fresh.
That's one of the best mashups of it. I mean, I don't ever listen to mashups. I think that generally they're pretty shitty. But that was good. Something just not quite right, but so perfect about it.
Yeah, but you've heard that one, the Karma Police with the Beatles, the Radiohead Beatles mashup.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That one's pretty good.
That was good. That was good.
But some of them are, when they're good, they're good. When they're bad,
they're just awful.
They're bad.
Awful. Yeah. But this is from a website called thehoodinternet.com. And they specialize in all of them free for download, and they specialize in mashups between indie rockers and hip hop artists.
That's pretty sweet. So like, Cyndi Lauper is technically,
I guess she was indie in her time, right? Come on. So was Madonna at one point. We've had this argument before, I think. Discussion.
Yeah. Argument.
Oh, argument.
No, argument. Right.
All right,
Dan.
I'll slap you later. But like right now, they have Atmosphere versus of Montreal, E40 versus Jens Jakens, Kia versus Dan Dinkin, The Game versus the Go Team. Really interesting mix, like collaborations. Yeah. They even did, and I sent you that one the other week. They did Peter Bjorn and John versus
Akon or something like that.
Yeah, or the Thong Song guy.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be good. That one was a little rough to listen to, but it was a good effort. Very good effort.
Yeah. Yeah, I was saying earlier about that, the Peter Bjorn and John, how like, you know, friends of mine in Sweden, I was like, yeah, so, you know, trying to be cool, you know, talk about a Swedish band, about like Peter Bjorn and John, and they're like, oh, are you kidding, man? You actually like that trash? That is so mainstream.
Yeah, well, it was once awesome, I'm sure it was, even over there.
Yeah.
Well, dude, you got to tap into them. They sound like an untapped source of potentially amazing stuff. If they think that is now limp, like what are they listening to now?
Yeah, yeah.
I want to know what's in
their
CD player.
Well, I also mentioned Tobias Froberg, and they were like, oh, yeah, that's good.
Ah, so you scored points eventually.
Yeah, so eventually.
You worked your way in there.
But there's something going on in Sweden right now.
Yeah.
Like, clearly. Like,
there's energy.
Yeah, because, I mean, how many bands have we had? How many Swedish bands have we had on our show? Probably, you know, 6 or 8. I mean, nowhere near Canada.
No, but no, of course.
You know.
Of course, but it also helps that we have a Swedish listener that continuously points us towards the hot stuff.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Speaking of Canada, though.
Yeah, I got a Canadian band here. Can you check it out?
Yeah.
Here we go with the Handsome Furs. We'll be right back. It's like, it kind of reminds me of Neil Young.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know, it has like sort of a 70s, like,
yeah,
70s rock, kind of a chilled out, mellow kind of thing.
Definitely. Definitely. It fits. It fits well with the weather. What's that? There's a term for that in literature when the weather suits the mood. I can never remember it. It's, you know, it's a term like alliteration, but not alliteration.
Like cohesiveness.
No, good effort. Close.
Cohesion.
No. Anyway, it's like that. So that was
Handsome Furs. I didn't know. You just mentioned during the song
that the singer, Dan, what's his name, is
Dan Seiden.
No, it's the singer for Wolf Parade.
Yeah.
You may have heard it out there in the song. It's very good.
It's pretty cool.
Apparently, it's him and his wife. Him and his soon-to-be wife. They haven't even released an album yet.
This is like the first track on the, or one of the tracks that's on. They only had two on MySpace,
mm-hmm.
but I guess they released it in Quebec and on the 22nd.
Ah, okay.
Just a few days ago.
But they've already done a colossal tour of Europe. I have a feeling they're going to be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So last week, Dan and I, instead of doing the podcast, saw Bright Black Morning Light.
Woo! you can't hoot for a Bright Black Morning Light.
You can't, especially when they play four songs.
Yeah.
And then like walk off stage pissed off because people were whispering.
I guess. Do you think that was it? You think we were talking too much? Do you think it was you and me?
Or it could have been because I left to go to the bathroom. And they're like, oh, if Mitch isn't listening.
Yeah, what's the point?
What's the point?
What is the point? Did they?
Performance or something like that.
If you guys didn't hear it, Renica says that there were signs up saying,
I didn't
be quiet during the show.
I didn't see the signs.
Well, I don't. I'm illiterate, so.
Yeah.
Don't they know?
But
people
we weren't
don't
the only
read.
People chatting. And we were, I mean, it wasn't loud.
No,
chatting wasn't loud. Like they were, but they were very. You could tell they're very sensitive to sound.
Those
like,
guys are on another planet. They're on a planet of sound.
So cool.
They were amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I just wish they were playing longer.
I just wish they were in the living room right now.
They're so moody.
I want to talk to the guitarist. I want to see if he can string a sentence together because I have a feeling he doesn't think in words.
Well, the keyboardist was the one that blew me away, though.
She was incredible.
I totally bet she says man like every third word. You know, man, it's just like
a lot of
man.
Hand waving, a lot of hair moving.
Yeah. And her glasses are constantly falling off her face.
Oh, they were great.
Way too heavy.
They were
for her
so
face.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, thanks for getting me into that show, by the way.
Yeah, sure, man.
Appreciate it. My friend Celine says thanks, too.
Yeah, it was cool.
So we got more moody music, don't we?
Yeah, moody music. How about some new Portishead?
Perfect.
You know? Oh, here we go. This one's going to take a while to start. Hang on. I'll kick it in. Thank you.
That was great.
Wow.
We're really like, picking them today.
I was like staring.
And like, we're back in the room.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
Flemish is the word you're looking for.
Is it?
According to...
I thought that was a dead language.
Me too, but it says... it's an instance of pathetic fallacy.
sounds embarrassing.
When events in nature respond to a horrible event among humans, as in the case of when Duncan is murdered Flemish. In Shakespeare's Macbeth.
Yeah, exactly. Flemish. How do you spell that?
F-L-E-M-I-S-H.
Huh. Well, I feel a lot better for that.
You know, because this is a pretty reputable source I'm getting this from.
The internet?
Funtrivia.com.
Comes in just above Wikipedia.
Yeah, I mean, you know. So, yeah. Well,
good to know.
Might have to take a deeper dive on that one, but...
No, I think we've dove as deep as we need to div.
Sat down divin'.
On the internet.
All right, then.
Yeah.
So, what did the rest of you guys write about? We got Zach writing in on show 64 about... he says, it was a good show as always. I was worried you guys were putting things on hold for a while, so I was glad to see a new episode up. I'm going to email you some bands you should play. Well, Zach.
And cool. Mark, thanks, Zach.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. Dude, everyone loved the Dan Lesak track.
Yeah, I know, huh?
Yeah.
What is that? Christine said something about that. Yeah, another great show, guys. I loved the Dan Lesak track and the ramblings about the smells coming from your place, Mitch. I was listening to the show in class, and I'm sure everyone thought I was crazy when I kept laughing out loud. So are you listening to your iPod?
Teacher.
Are you listening to your iPod in class?
Well, I hear girls are good at multitasking.
Yeah. She says, on another subject, one of the older podcasts that I used to listen to, a lot of funny, a lot, finally put out a new show after a year's break. And I got to tell you, it was hard listening to it because of the main guys speaking just weren't as fun or in sync with each other as you guys.
We rule.
Thanks for producing such great stuff. I hope your heads don't become too big from that. No, definitely not. Especially because I keep... you know, deflating Dan by saying mean things to him, like,
yeah, like
the fact that he looks like Ned Flanders right now with a mustache.
Hey, it's the source of all my power. A doodle.
Hey, diddly diddly.
No, really, you do kind of look like Ned Flanders with that mustache.
Yeah, yeah, that wasn't quite what I was going for. I woke up the other morning and I said to myself, God, you know, I've totally dropped the ball on my efforts to look more like Tom Selleck.
Oh, Tom Selleck.
And so I did, you know, shaved off the beard except for the little bit.
So you made
a
conscious decision to be more Tom Selleck.
I'm going for Tom Selleck. Yeah. I'm buying the helicopter tomorrow and getting a guy to fly me around the island a little bit.
Did you get yourself a 308?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to do some burnouts in front of your house later. And I'm going to hire this little dude with a funny name and a British accent and another mustache to hang out in my house, and I'll call him Higgins.
Yeah, but here's the thing about that. Did you know that Higgins actually owned the estate?
He was
Master. He was Robin Masters.
He was Robin Masters. That was his name. Wow.
Yeah.
I know, but there were all these shots.
Isn't that shocking?
That is shocking because they really did insinuate that there was another. I mean, with
who the, never was there on the island.
I guess so, but don't
you know? You got to figure
I feel
that
like
that's got to be
sort
all
of
over.
Silhouette
Hawaii.
Images of him stroking a cat or something. No, I guess I'm making that up.
Yeah, like Dr. Claw from Inspector Gadget.
Yeah, so there's got to be a lot of power to you know, always deferring to a higher power, but in reality, no one knows it. That higher power is you. I might start doing that around the house with Fiona. See if I can convince her that, you know.
Yeah, that way you take all the responsibility off of yourself for demanding things that you want to have happen.
Exactly. It's like, that's one of the great things about, you know, being in business with multiple people too, is that you don't ever have to make a decision. It's like, I got to go talk to the associates. I can't. We'll have to come back to you on that. Yeah. Wow. How'd you find that out? Was there some sort of grand conclusion?
No, that was the end. Yeah, that was like the last show or something. Like, it was the big reveal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Speaking of which, there were a couple big season finales recently.
Yeah.
Lost.
Oh. Was that a finale?
Did you see the last one?
Wait. Was there one last Thursday?
Yeah.
I haven't downloaded that one yet. Don't tell me anything. Because they've been pulling out all the stops over the last three episodes.
It's even the last one. They just, the whole thing, they tell you everything.
No, shut the hell up.
Yeah.
No.
They even go over why the polar bear's there.
You're kidding me.
Okay, they don't tell you why the polar bear's there. But.
So wait, that doesn't, but then.
Or the weird smoke monster. Yeah. They don't tell you about that either.
No, they have to leave something because there's going to be another series, right?
So this, what? The last one you saw, what? Charlie was down in the bubble.
Yeah. And those people.
Just come up. Yeah.
Oh, that was so good. I'm so hooked on
that show. And then Heroes just finished off too.
I haven't been watching any of that at all. I got it. That's a whole session for me.
Big stuff.
I just started downloading Carnival on your recommendation.
Wait, did I recommend Carnival?
You did. You recommended Carnival.
I don't think I did.
No, you did.
I'm not taking credit for that.
Well, I was going to say, you were batting 1,000. Carnival's good, but it's not a home run.
When did I say Carnival? I don't remember that.
I don't know. Two episodes ago in our relationship.
I think I only saw one or two of those.
Well, now I've seen as many as you. It's interesting, but it's no, it's no Weeds or Prison Break. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Anyways, thanks, Christine, for that email. If any of you guys, actually, I've been curious of finding new ways for us to sort of reach more listeners. So
bless you.
Maybe if are there common podcasts that you guys are listening to that maybe we can, cause maybe if we can buddy up with like another cool podcast, then
yeah,
we can sort of share listeners,
create a super cast,
make a, yeah.
Yeah.
Cause for a while, Fun Time Ben, and the Tracks Up the Tree Gang were doing some cool stuff. And also, Seth from the Worst Music You Ever Heard podcast. Mm-hmm. But I haven't listened to either of those shows in a while. But I'm sure some new stuff is coming up, or I don't know. Just be interesting to hear from you guys if you've got other shows that you listen to, or if there's any other podcasts that we should be listening to.
Yeah, God knows I'd be interested in, because the only other podcasts I really listen to now are like NPR.
Yeah, like the pro ones, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like the real radio shows that happen to podcasts, This American Life and a few others.
Yeah, totally.
It's all NPR stuff. I love This American Life.
Yeah, This American
Life. That marks
my
Monday. It makes my Monday so nice.
I think it's one of the best podcasts out there. And yeah. The Show,
Monday also. I listen to that.
So here's one from Rory. He says, hey there, Mitch and Dan. Thanks for the show. Was surprised to see another one so soon after. Really enjoyed Dan Lesac. I must tell you, though, I just bought the Mars Volta's deloused in the
comatorium. Good move.
About a week ago after your numerous suggestions. I just can't get into it.
What?
However, I think I need to listen to it some more. It's highly complex, full of rock, and an element of electronica. I'm interested to know which of their albums is your favorite. Anyway, I will persevere with it, and I'm sure it will make sense soon.
Well, I was almost about to kick you off the team, Rory. But seeing as that you're going to persevere,
yeah,
you're still on the team, but you're benched. And I'm not letting you on. And when you do get out in the field, it's deep right field. You're not going to be catching anything. Now, my favorite is definitely Deloused in the Comatorium, the first album.
You like that better than
Francis the Mute.
Francis the Mute.
Yeah, I do. I mean, but it's sort of like first love kind of thing, you know? It's always hard to follow up the first album with an equally good second album.
Yeah, I think Francis the Mute has a better production sort of quality.
It does,
to it.
And it's more of a journey. I think the first one's a journey, but Francis the Mute is a real... It's a dreamscape you're in with that.
Yeah, you don't know when it's like Dark Side of the Moon. You don't know when one song ends and this begins. It's just,
and it's amazing like that. And you gotta love them because they're the only. No one's really done anything like that in so long.
Yeah,
they do it so well. And when you see them,
they're total math rockers.
Yeah, when you see them play, they just jam, and occasionally their jams hit into songs.
Right,
and it's just like the most unbelievable. Yeah, usually, like 2 hour long session.
Yeah, there's not a lot of people doing that anymore. It's
no,
cool.
They are insane. I think that they're masters of their instruments.
Martin says, hey guys, must say I enjoyed the Dan Lesac. Everyone loves Dan Lesac. I'm going to have to check him out a little closer. And of course, it's always nice when you play Swedish music. I actually hadn't heard Tobias Froberg until I heard him now on your show. Thanks for that. Until next time, adieu. Martin, remind me to hook you up with my other buddies that are out there in Sweden, the MySpace crew. And then Jamie says she's going right after Rory on this one. First she says, hey, good music on this one. The Apples and Stereo song is really happy and fun.
Yeah, they should be called Candy Apples and Stereo.
I like the Dolorento song too. I heard Dan Lesac's song on the radio before. Oh my God, I totally heard him.
She's got the shirt.
But forgot the artist, so thanks for playing that.
Jamie's from Pennsylvania, isn't she?
No.
I think she was.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Yeah, interesting to know.
No, Philly.
That,
yeah.
It's just interesting to know that Dan Lesac is playing on the radio out there.
And then she says to Rory, Deloused is pretty hard to get into, but it's a good album.
Mm-hmm.
You have to listen to it all at once, straight through.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed on that one. It just doesn't sound as good if you only listen to a couple tracks. She says, I personally enjoyed Francis the Mute better, minus the 10-minute long guitar solos, but that's just me, Jamie. Mm-hmm. And then Rory comes back at the end saying, you are absolutely right. I have listened to the entire album from top to bottom now since my last post, and I'm finally getting into it. It's great. I particularly enjoyed Cicatriz ESP. Mm-hmm. Next one to check out will be Francis the Mute. Thanks for the suggestion. I'll keep you posted. It says, I also downloaded Tokyo Police Club's Lesson in Crime over the weekend. Great stuff.
I haven't
just
heard it all.
Too short. The entire album is only 25 minutes long.
Yeah, I remember. They were great. They were one of the better finds.
So thanks for all your comments, everyone. It's great.
Much appreciated.
Yeah. I guess now we should probably get back to the show. I got this. A friend of mine told me about this band called Burnback, which they're total jokers. It's really funny stuff. Their MySpace thing had like some intro from the Jose Morales show, which is, I think, where they, for some reason, they're posting that on their MySpace. So,
oh, interesting.
Whatever. So here's here's a sample. It's very, very funny. It's the song is called Make the Logo Bigger.
Buenos dias, muchachos. This is Arriba Radio. Andale.
Hey, you're listening to the Pedro Morales Show. I have a special announcement, okay? Burnback's coming back, everybody. I Have an Idea presents Portfolio Night 5, the world tour. That's on May 3rd. Check it out at portfolionight.com. Burnback, baby. This is Burnback's latest hit, Make the Logo Bigger, on the Pedro Morales Show, Arriba Radio.
Make the logo big. Make the logo bigger. Make the logo bigger. Make the logo as big as you can. And make the logo bigger. Yeah. That logo isn't big enough. So make the logo bigger. Bigger, bigger, make it big. Make the logo bigger. Make the logo as big as you can. Make the logo bigger. Could you make the logo bigger?
it big. Make the logo bigger. Make the logo as big as you can. Make the logo bigger.
Does that track take you right back to work, Mitch? Is that some of your day?
It's so funny because I was like one of our designers was working on a poster for one of our secret shows.
Yeah.
She just, you could tell she'd been in the zone for a while. Like she had her headphones on for like 2 hours straight.
Yeah. And
so I sent her an IM with the link to that song. It's so she's in the middle, and she's got to play. She's placing logos and, on the poster and stuff.
And, perfect.
Absolutely so funny. Perfect. So she just, it totally pulled her out of it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she was dying.
Yeah, I got to send that to all my graphic design friends.
So yeah, make the logo as big as you can. That's the ultimate objective, isn't it? So I got a couple more tracks.
Yeah?
Yeah. Should just burn right into it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you remember I did my first and only actual live recorded podcast here in the UK was Red Cassette.
Oh, right. Yeah.
He's got some friends that were in a band called Chord.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they were on Island and... I don't remember what happened, but the band broke up.
Creative differences.
Yeah, but James, the front man, was starting a new band. I think maybe some of the guys moved over. I'm not exactly sure. Anyways, he's friends with Red Cassette.
Oh, cool.
James is friends with the Red Cassette guys. So I met them a few times at a couple Red Cassette gigs, and they got a hold of me and they said they're starting a new band called Tin Man. And
we have the hot freshness from Tin Man?
Dan?
What else do we have on this show other than hot, freshy, fresh?
Exactly right. Tracks. Exactly right.
Wow.
So here's 10,000 Grains of Sand from Tin Man.
Cool.
Lecture.
It's just the mustache.
It's getting in the way, huh? How does the lady like
she hates
making
it.
Out with the caterpillar yeah, up there?
One guess for what she thinks about it. She can't stand it.
Yeah, you see, what you got to do is you got to go with the beard for a while so she gets used to it, and then you can move to the mustache.
Yeah.
It's hard to go the other way around.
Well, I can always get about 2 days before she realizes what happened, you know? So, like,
yeah.
I can pull something, and then about 2 days later, she'll go, wait, what have you done?
You've got a mustache. Yeah.
So I had 2 days of glory.
Why do women hate mustaches? Because Renica, she can't stand the mustache.
It's hard to be stylish with a mustache. Do you have a hard time pulling it off?
No, but in the 70s, that was the rage.
It was the thing. But maybe they overplayed it, like Peter, Bjorn, and John in Sweden. You know, and now just no one can stand it anymore.
Like they killed it for all time.
For all time. But now with the whole pirate thing, you can kind of get away with like the Gregory Peck sort of like
the super
trimmed
thin
little thin mustache. Who's thing. No, Renica's shaking her head. She says,
yeah.
No, can't get away with that. I don't think I personally have enough style in my repertoire to get away with that, but I'd like to try at least.
No, those are brutal. I mean, that takes a lot of work. To
yeah, that's
the
other thing
like
is
that.
I don't want to try that hard
yet. Like the whole point of having a mustache is that's that much less that you have to shave.
Yeah. Yeah, and that is the hardest part to shave to me.
Yeah.
Because it's like tree trunks, those things up there.
It's still big in cops, though. Cops and fire.
Cops and machinists, firemen. People that work with metal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Retrosexual.
Retrosexual. Yeah. Hey, that's a new term.
Nice.
It's retaliation.
Yeah.
Towards the metrosexual revolution.
Oh. This deserves a Wikipedia entry.
There we go. Yeah, definitely. Let's start
it. Retrosexual.
I've got an account.
Yeah.
Shit. I could use some credibility in the term creation. Because, you know, I think Flemish, we're going to have to fix that. That doesn't work.
No, that wasn't at all what I thought it was.
We should look up Flemish in Wikipedia. It probably would just talk about the language.
That's what you'd think. But is that spelled different, Flemish, the language?
Two M's.
I think.
Yeah.
Well, hey.
It's tough living with someone who's
I know
pretty much always right.
I know.
Because then when I think that I'm right, and then she's like, no, you're not. And I'm stuck. So.
Man, so that was good, that last track.
Yeah, it was okay. It was kind of disco. Kind of reminded me, not disco, but kind of... you know, the keyboards in there,
yeah.
Sort of a little Elton John kind of a Hall & Oates kind of thing going on there.
Yeah, it was mildly theatrical, mildly.
As,
hints yeah. of operatic tendencies with an oaky undertaste.
Who was it? A friend of mine. Oh, yeah, the Snow Band. I played them a while back. They kind of have a similar vibe to the Snow Band.
They're good. Man, we play so much. Sometimes I feel just overloaded with new stuff that I'm just not clinging on to enough.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Because we just play it and let it go because we've got enough
yeah.
to
do. Yeah, I'm like
with.
The starfish that's lost its grip on the rock and I'm floating around in the tide pools trying to find the new spot.
Wow. That's deep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Man, dude.
So I saw a movie that I don't think anybody should see.
Was it
Pirates of the Caribbean?
You saw that? You paid good money?
No, it was free.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was free.
So you wasted good time in this life to see that?
Yeah, yeah. Well, guilty pleasures, you know? Yeah. I kind of like Hollywood stuff sometimes.
I know
I
you
haven't
mean.
Seen a big, violent sort of mashup in a while. So
it's the only thing remotely similar to Raiders of the Lost or what was the whole series? What am I, you know, like the
Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
Like it's the most Indiana.
Oh,
Jones
I hear they're doing another Indiana Jones.
Thank God, same cast.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's Sean Connery or not. I'm pretty sure
he'd be
it's
in
Harrison
a wheelchair
Ford.
Now. Harrison Ford's not far off either.
Yeah.
Man.
We named the dog Indy.
Well, I'm glad they're doing that. But still, like you said, this was the only big, you know, big action-packed, thematic.
It was between that and Spider-Man 3, and we were standing in line, you know, at the theater, and this woman comes up, and she's like, yeah, we were, you know, at the pub for too long, and we just want to get rid of these tickets.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'm not sure if that's what we want to see. And she's like, no, I'll give them to you.
Really?
Yeah. So we were like, okay, cool. And then we pulled the pregnant card at the gate and got it in front of everybody. So
yeah,
prime seats.
How many?
But there was an intermission.
Really? Jesus.
It's like a smoke break. It's like a 3.5 hour movie.
God, they did it again.
Yeah.
Why do they have to do that?
And it's the same plot. It's the same storyline.
Yeah.
As the second one.
Oh, someone's really, there's a big ego at play with this thing, with this whole movie and the last one.
Yeah.
And they've just blown it up to such, they've overinflated it to such proportions.
Yeah. It's a bit crazy.
Mm.
I fell asleep.
Yeah. I would have too.
I had a good half hour nap in there.
You were snoozing. I really hate waking up in the movie theater and the movie's still going. I'm like, fuck, I've lost the plot. I'm tired and grumpy now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that, yeah, I know. But I did see a movie that I loved on Saturday. Zodiac.
Oh, yeah. I bet that's good.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I'm a big fan of the Gyllenhaal.
I mean, it's long.
Yeah,
but,
really?
It's just a good sort of detective.
Oh, cool.
You know, how do we catch this guy kind of movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw Alpha Dogs.
Really? Is that good? Bad.
Horrible. I mean, it was well shot. It was beautifully shot. And it portrays an interesting lifestyle, but it's completely two-dimensional, shallow, dull. It is. It paints a horrible picture of Californians, I think.
Oh, really?
And it's really.
Is it like Echo Park or something? Is it LA or is it?
It's the Valley. Oh, right. And everyone's rich and doing drugs. It's
a kid that my sister went to school with.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was in, I think, junior high when all that stuff went down.
Oh, I didn't realize that there was a true story behind it or something.
Sadly.
Well, yeah, and it's just as shallow, I suppose. But it was like, you know that new series Skins that they have out here?
Yeah.
It's like watching an episode of Skins.
Oh, but I like Skins.
No. No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't. Well, actually, I've never watched this. I've never keyed into the characters, but none of the characters in this movie were at all likable or interesting.
Uh-huh.
And Justin Timberlake plays Justin Timberlake, but with more tattoos.
Right.
And that's it. It was bad. Anyway, I'm glad the DVD only cost me £3. We have this guy that comes around to our local pub and goes, and I think the only word he knows in English is DVD.
Right.
So he goes, DVD, DVD, oh, DVD, right. And he got four for a tenner.
And they're like all brand new.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all in theaters.
Yep.
Gotcha.
It's great. I love that guy. He's our best friend.
They have the Fantastic Four, The Return of the Silver Surfer.
I don't know.
That's going to make it in all those DVD. You know, like,
definitely. And you got to know that's going to hit Blockbuster about 3 weeks after it's in the theaters. It's going to be horrible.
I know the first one was bad enough, but they made a sequel.
Yeah.
But I loved Silver Surfer in the comic books because he was such like a weird character. He was all space age. He was like from outer space.
I was never a comic book kind of kid.
Well,
or baseball cards. I don't know. I was just, I don't know what I was doing.
You're listening to music.
I think I was playing with dirt.
Rock and roll.
Man, what do we got coming?
That's it. We got one last track from a guy named Blockhead out of Manhattan, and that's it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, adios, everybody.
Good night. It was good hanging out. And,
see you next week.
Yeah. We're back.
The great absorbing of space. spirit falling, but I'm sick. I plowed these fields a thousand times over. Sold botanical research studies to farmers with home quarters. And when science proposes to art beside that peaceful sea, I'll be that cat with a ring on a pillow shouting, finally! Take your number. The apple seeds rain at the poignant slumber. 100,000 freaks on parade for the village hunter. My every whim acted upon's gone loopy, but I play a game called Let's Prepare Barnacle City for the end all newsings. I split the radius of go-getter bellies, reconnaissance. Sleeping fossil, genie bottle optimist, freeze. Run for the fountain, but the fountain's a desert optical tease. Tummy full of sand, running man, impossible. Stop. There's a wing in my gut and I'm all dust. Surfing the urban, I did arrive, certainly flush. And one in the hands were two atop the toilet cedar. But what lies inside my heart is off the motherfucking meter. Yeah, the water ain't safe no more. I'm just trying to build myself to act as a truly better man. Damn. The water ain't safe no more. I'm just trying to be a solid oak tree for every child to call his name. Man, the water ain't safe no more. I'm just trying to be the dream of every peasant the hurricane could offer. The water ain't safe no more. I'm just trying to be somebody I can talk to in the morning with a smile. The water ain't safe. Been a 40-night chronologic hostage. Rusted hook in the lip of the monarch. Weightless anime idol. Planting a man-made cycle. Hope floater. Gloating inside carnal indifference till doom cops are slotting poacher quotas. I'm 20-something. Pumping acrylic tomorrow sideways. Blazing passage with a map tattooed on the back of the class list. Sip-toe across a lost cause. Because a lost cause found don't mean you found a cause.
That means you found a lost cause.
Okay, now I've been here to role-playing. Slaying my here and now to benefit consumption for my peers. Steering the plow and it's incredible. Handy jackets turn numerals to sentinels, but bad apples ain't sweet and Cretan saddles ain't that memorable a ride. I'm Mozart with a focus on the tide, hiding the inconsistencies of man behind water and why.
I wear a tiger striped ego,
bivouac my progressions with a kindling's formulated through the flesh of the oppressors. God had a flask, I can prove it. You really think the 13 loops that new daughter spawned me a sober unit check potion? Address the ghost inside my TV with a ruler adhered to the backbone. Stone pusher, 10,000 hackers deep in the movement. That's 20,000 crucial ruby heels clicking in unison. It's beautiful. I keep a stick inside my hand. I carve my name inside every wall of a falling hologram.
The water ain't safe no more.
Now I'm just trying to build myself to act as a truly better man.
Damn.
The water ain't safe no more. I'm just trying to be a solid oak tree for every child to carve its name across.
The water ain't safe no more.
I'm just trying to be the dream of every peasant the hurricane could offer.
The water ain't safe no more.
I'm just trying to be somebody I can talk to in the morning with a smile.
The water ain't safe no more.
Water ain't safe no more.